Before Pete Dexter became a National Book Award-winning novelist, he wrote about lost dogs, frightened families, women's cleavage, and the guy, Jack Walsh is his name, who wanted to have a 4-ton truck sit on his stomach for 10 seconds. Mr. Dexter was a columnist for the Philadelphia Daily News and Sacramento Bee, during a time when many big cities had a signature columnist who wrote about the kind of people and events that were often overshadowed by headlines, leads, and breaking news. A new collection of his columns from the 1970s and 80s has just been published. It's called Paper Trails, True Stories of Confusion, Mindless Violence, and Forbidden Desires, a surprising number of which are not about marriage. Pete Dexter, who won the National Book Award for his novel Paris Trout and wrote the screenplays for Rush and Mulholland Falls, joins us now from member station KUOW in Seattle. Mr. Dexter, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you for inviting me over.
Now that you've had a chance to look back at your work 20 years ago and more, what makes a good column and a good columnist?
I think your instinct has to be to confront. If you're the kind of guy that comes to a peaceful lake and, you know, there's birds floating around on it and it's early morning or something, and you're happy just standing there looking at that beautiful sight, then maybe you're a photographer. But, you know, if your instinct is to toss a rock into the pond and watch the birds come up and watch what it does to the surface of the water, to me, it's that interruption of quiet, which is not just about what column writing is about, but it's about what writing itself is kind of about when you think about it. You know,
I want to get you to read the first paragraph of one of your columns, which you begin to read it and it's irresistible. You have to get to the rest. I'll tell you, page 4.
I think it's fair to say that women overestimate breasts. More to the point, they overestimate the hold breasts have on men. Men notice new breasts, but by the time they get to know the owner, breasts, or the absence of breasts, are among the things they've taken for granted, like Southern accents. This isn't all bad. Like almost everything else, in the end, breasts are more complicated than they look, and too much thinking can ruin anything.
What brought about this column, Mr. Dexter?
This was a column for Red Book magazine. A woman named Marilyn Johnson, she was an editor there. Mm-hmm. She called one day and asked if I would write something for Red Book about breasts. And I said, well, sure. You know, it probably took an hour to write it, but on the other hand, you know, at that point in my life, there's probably been 35 years of breast issues that I'd been considering very seriously.
Research.
2-3 hours a day.
Research, so, I think we call that.
Yeah. Well, you couldn't call it research because I never...
All right, scholarly contemplation then.
Yeah.
That's, I guess, one of the joys of writing a column, isn't it? You force yourself to pursue interests and, as you say, confront things that otherwise you might not.
The nice thing about a column is you can see in a very short period of time if that idea has anything to it, or if you're just going to have to fake it and put something out there that's readable. But it's kind of nice starting over 3 times a week. As somebody that's been working for the last 3 years on a novel, there's a lot of days I'd like to go in there and start fresh.
You have a column in here about Jose and Tony, two guys in Camden, New Jersey, right across from Philadelphia, who repair parking meters, and they find a white bag under the meter one day.
They're struck with what a nice bag it was, and, you know, they pick it up and look inside it. And this being Camden, there's a head inside it.
A human head.
Yeah.
Right.
And the story of the column is, it's just a story of what happens to your head if it gets found in a bag by, you know, underneath the parking meter, and how, you know, as I remember it, there's people that don't want to take the head because it's going to be all that extra paperwork and you know, all the different places it has to go before it's put in a plastic bag and shipped up to Trenton, the state capital, where they take care of this, I guess.
Now, Mr. Dexter, how did that story come into your life?
No, just a guy from Camden gave me a call. I mean, the second that guy calls you and tells you that he found a head, I mean, you know, I mean, the column is, you know, it's almost written for you. I mean, this guy just gave you a present.
Sort of, yeah. I guess if you can't make a column out of a human head being found in a bag under a parking meter, you really ought to find something else to do in life.
Yeah, you ought to. You certainly should.
Mr. Dexter, do you read columnists now?
Not much, to tell you the truth. I read the New York Times. I read some of their columnists. I find them really heavy-handed for the most part and predictable. Mm-hmm. But Dorothy Rabinowitz at the Wall Street Journal.
A Pulitzer Prize winner.
She's got stones as big as Niagara Falls. She's a first-class thinker and a first-class mind and a very good, accurate writer. And she's got this fine sense of outrage. That's the person that columnists ought to be, ought to try to be. They ought to try to be Dorothy Rabinowitz. Mm.
This collection of column ends with a column you wrote about a kid coming up to you, I think in the parking lot of a church's fried chicken restaurant, and asking you for money because he's hungry. And you were just tired of the whole thing. Do you remember what happened?
Yeah, I just didn't want to be bothered. And then I started thinking about it, and I drove back around Church's Fried Chicken and got a couple of chicken dinners instead of wanting. Gave him one. He was going through garbage for food.
You know what? I remember that column. He begins to eat the fried chicken dinner very hungrily in the parking lot, and a cat comes out of the weeds. And do you remember what he did?
Yeah, he tossed him a little piece of it, too. Yeah. Boy. That's, you're making me nostalgic for Philadelphia.
Yeah. Mr. Dexter, your columns do that. Nice talking to you, sir.
Well, it was nice talking to you. Pete, and we'll do it again.
I hope so. Pete Dexter, his new book is Paper Trails, True Stories of Confusion, Mindless Violence, and Forbidden Desires, a surprising number of which are not about marriage.